Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Kell Brook, you have to take your house to him. He did that. He jumped up two weights. He made a gallant effort. And he never quit against GGG. Dom threw the towel in. You understand what I'm saying? And again, Errol Spence, he went out on his shield. But last night, for me, was the end of the road. Because the way that he got dissected in that fourth round, and the way Did you see the stance? The way that he finished
the karate stance.
The positioning. The yeah. Some kung fu business. Some Jet Li business. Yeah. And clap, clap. I say, yeah, this brother ain't a joke.
And it's no shame because no Terrence Crawford is pound for pound top three. And now he's pound for pound top two. It's an argument between him and Canelo. And I can see the reason why people say, oh, Canelo is the best pound for pound fighter in the world because of his resume and the guys that he's fought, right? But what I must say, there's been no cheating allegations against Terrence Crawford.
And oh, here we go. You had to pull out that one. But let's not, bro, that's another story, bro. Come on, don't diss my man Canelo, bro. Anyway.
So who do you think Terrence Crawford should fight next?
Dream it. Believe it. Become it.
Come on down.
Fam, what are you trying to pirate my colours?
What are you talking about? Pirate your colours, you little punk. I am you and you are me.
Exactly.
Naturalistic thing going on right now. We didn't know, but you know, colour coordination. Welcome to this week's Fight Is Right weekend breakdown as we do each and every week. We have to go back and look at what happened in Las Vegas last night in the early hours of this morning with Kell Brook's gallant but still failing in challenging for Terrence Crawford for the WBO Welterweight Championship of the World. Tundi, man, what did you think of the fight?
Well, pretty much as expected. Just it happened quicker. What are you drinking? Red Shrek. Bruv,
we don't advertise no drinks.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
We don't advertise no drinks anymore.
No free advertising. You have to pay for that. Unless pay, stamina water. You know this it. Dream it, believe it, recover it. Get your stamina water. But anyway, as I was saying, pretty much as expected. You know, I didn't really want to. I mean, I felt a way when I said to Dom on the interview that Kell's getting stopped. I did feel.
Why did you feel away?
No, you know, listen. Because I'll be honest with you, anyone tell me my fighter's getting stopped, it's beef. He might get blocked. but you know, I know Dom's not like that, and he explained it. But I don't know, I'm not used to, you know, this is new to me, talking about other fighters and giving predictions and everything. Because I know there's always a certain attachment to someone that you've looked after, especially when you looked after them from a young kid, from the beginning of their pro career. So, but you know, you ask me something, I'm going to tell you the answer. And that's why you know, when I said it, when I was asked for my take on it, I was saying Coolford 8 to 10. What we saw last night was basically a master at work. It was, again, it's that same adage I keep saying. Boxing is a thinking man's sport. It ain't about how many hard rounds you spar. We won't go into that conversation. It ain't about how many miles on the quickest time you can run up the stairs and gas mask on your mouth. It's about who has the best boxing IQ. And what we saw last night was for three rounds, Kell Brook was trying to tactically outthink a master. And just like anything that you put pressure on, it only takes a matter of time before it explodes. And that's what happened. At the beginning of the fourth round, I know you're eager to say something, at the beginning of the fourth round, I said to my cousin who was watching it, I said, his concentration's gone. I could feel it. Same thing with Amir Khan when he fought Canelo. I actually can sense when the concentration's gone because the pressure is too much. And we saw Terence Crawford go to work in brutal fashion and, you know, end a brave but gallant effort by Kell Brook, who's got nothing to be ashamed about. He's had a good career.
Yeah, how would you have scored that fight? Like, going in, because like the first two rounds I gave to Kell Brook.
100%. 100%.
The first two rounds I gave to Kell Brook. And 100%. if you can recall, it was like, yeah, mate, I was getting my prediction was getting too serious. Like God will allow me to get a fourth week in calling around.
Reds, you see, let's see what I got.
Come off the pound of yam, bro.
You see what I got? Bro, no bench press. No bench press. No super vitamins and just good food and train out. That's what happened. Anyway, carry on. Yam
and a goosey.
Pound of yam and a goosey. Ever. Right.
So, come on. Ever, yeah. So.
Come on.
If you watch how Kell Brook boxed in that fight, right, the thing that I found fascinating was he came out and he was stamping his authority, but it's the fact of how big Kell Brook looked in that fight in comparison to Terence Crawford.
Yes.
But have you noticed when a man starts to get demoralized, yeah?
Yes.
The man who is the perpetrator.
Yes.
Of the demoralization starts to look big themselves.
Yeah, you know what I mean? come on, talk
right,
it.
Right, because I remember this. I remember this. What was it like? 1991 when Terence Crawford fought Magic Taylor. Sorry, Terence Crawford.
Terence Crawford. You mean watching Umbrella Academy, innit? With the yeah, yeah. Go back in time.
Yeah.
Go right.
On. And. When Terry Norris boxed Magic Taylor, when he started off, even though Magic Taylor was a man that moved up from 140.
140, yes.
Yeah, then he won the 147 title when he beat Aaron Superman Davis, right? And then they said, right, they lined up this fight for him was going to be a mega fight because Terry Norris just beat Sugar Ray Leonard famously. It was that February of 1990. So he's like,
come on,
right.
The knowledge.
Right,
the knowledge.
Come on, man, we try, right? So we was looking at that fight with all the ingredients and think, oh man, this is gonna be a great fight. But what happened in there, when Terry Norris, when they first started off, they looked at the same size. And
yes.
As Terry Norris started to doof him and bounce on him, throw him hard left hooks at him, Terry Norris's in stature made Magic Taylor look like a smaller fighter. And that's what we saw yesterday, because as soon as when round three, Terence Crawford started to get his pace. He started to switch it up. He started to stay southpaw. And when he was staying southpaw, he was stabbing Kell Brook back to his chest, because that's what Kell Brook was doing. Kell Brook was stabbing to the chest.
Yes.
And that's when you know it's great fighters, because great fighters say, wow, what are you doing to me? And that's working. I'm going to use it on you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And
that's adaptability.
Yes. And that's, you know, key essentials of a great fighter. I think, you know, again, you're always going to have your people that say Kell was at the end of the road. He was in it. Even I would say Kell has been in some hard fights. You know, the Golovkin fight, literally, that was a crazy fight to take. You know, Chris Eubanks didn't want that fight. You know, and
he priced himself out.
Yeah, that means you don't want it. That means you don't want it. That's what that means. Frank Warren, don't talk about them tricks there. We've got that. Frank used to say to me, "Turn the way you don't want to fight, you just outprice yourself, mate." That's the easy way to duck a fight. And, you know, listen, Kell Brook, you have to take your hat off to him. He did that. He jumped up two weights. He made a gallant effort. And he never quit against GGG. Dumb through the towel in. You understand what I'm saying? And again, Errol Spence, he went out on his shield. But last night, for me, was the end of the road, because the way that he got dissected in that fourth round, and the way did you see the stance? The way that he finished
the karate stance.
The positioning, yeah. Some kung fu business, some Jet Li business. Yeah. And clap, clap. I said, yeah, this brother ain't a joke. And very calm, very gracious, very respectful to Kell. And Kell was very respectful to him at it. And I don't like the way the American commentator said, take your money back to Sheffield and get out of here. Bro, the commentator, pure liberties. But this is what I'm trying to say.
Was that Joe Tissot that said it?
I don't know who it was. But this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. You got to remember, I keep telling man, that's why when I go to America, I make them know it's us against them. I don't try to friend up Americans, because this is what they think about us. They're like, take your money off on your bike. You got your little $2 million, head out. And I wasn't happy about that, the way they dealt with Kell.
You know what? Unfortunately, it has become like this, them against us. Yes. I'm not into that foolishness, period. But what I am saying with Kell Brook boxed very, very well. And excellent. Like, if he could have remained at that pace or kept that concentration, I would have seen that fight, because I thought that fight was going to go late. I still thought Kell Brook was going to get stopped, but I didn't think like Terence Crawford could have done it in that manner of a fashion.
But what I've always said to you, Spence, which is why I just feel that I am who I am. I said it from the beginning. This sport is about how long you can think for. Because when you're in the ring, it's your minds that are come to play. And if your training isn't geared to mental thinking over long periods of time, then you can look good for three rounds. Because this ain't the amateurs. This ain't the amateurs. This is professional prize fighting over 12 rounds. That's what they call 10 to 12. What do they call it, Spence?
Championship rounds.
The championship rounds. Because it's the rounds where we've got to find out if you're a champ or not. So,
yeah.
Kell Brook last night.
We must say that changed, because remember, in the good old days, it was 15 rounds. So, the
championship again,
12
which is
to
why,
15 rounds.
Which is why, again, I say that the old school fighters are more mentally tough than the new school fighters.
Of course they are.
1,000,000%. But
today's fight is a sport, my friend.
Yeah, 100%. But let's not deviate. Yeah,
we're digressing.
Again, credit to Kell. He done the best. I actually had him 2-1 up going into the fourth round. I had him 2-1 up. And if he could have maintained that, it's all if-a, shoulda, woulda, coulda. We know that. But he never done himself wrong. He should be proud. He went out on his shield. He didn't quit. And he just was beaten by the better man.
And it's no shame, because Terence Crawford is pound for pound top three, and now he's pound for pound top two. It's an argument between him and Canelo, and I can see the reason why people say, "Oh, Canelo is the best pound for pound fighter in the world because of his resume and the guys that he's fought," right? But what I must say, there's been no cheating allegations against Terence Crawford.
And here's here we go. You had to pull out that one, but let's not. That's another story, bro. Don't diss my man Canelo, bro. It ain't his fault that there was funny meat going around in Mexico.
One second. This is already for you. Canelo, I think the population in Mexico is like 130 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah. One in four people watch Canelo when he fights. The man, right? And they'll do that on pay-per-view in Mexico. Right? It's a standstill when the man fights. The man's got more money than sense. When you got money like that, you can import your meat from anywhere in the world. You can import cow from Mars, right? Which is not being contaminated. But that's another thing. That's another story for another day.
Yeah, we're going to break that down. We're going to break that down. But let me tell you something. Mexicans are very homely people. They're family people. And I've seen them in Vegas. All 10 of them will just go into a little thing, the whole family, and bust food from whoever. So, yes, I get what you're saying, but steroids don't make you fight technically. Steroids don't make you fight better. I've said this for time. Wasn't Fernando Vargas on steroids when Oscar De La Hoya broke him up?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yes, he was, sir. Yes, he was, sir.
So this is but Tunde, you're repeating what I always say. That stories don't make you a better fighter.
Okay, Well, there was no need. There was no need to bring up Canelo. Understand? No, no, we know he's the pound for pound number one.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to find that one out there, bro.
All right, cool.
I'm just trying that one out there. And also, I have not seen Terence Crawford get outboxed by a man three weights lower than him.
And who's that?
Was it Amir Khan outboxing Canelo?
I don't know why people go into this. I was there, Spencer. I was there ringside. You're looking at... I'm telling you what it means. It means you see things you don't see on television and vice versa. Listen, but let me tell you something. Canelo weren't getting outboxed by Amir Khan. What Canelo was doing was just waiting. He was letting him throw all them business and just picking one shot per round. One shot per round. One shot per round. Then, when he see the opening, the fight was over. He weren't getting outboxed. I refute that immediately. So anyway,
wait, Spence.
This is Kell Brook Crawford post fight. No. It was, in my opinion.
This is what I'm trying to say. I think you've got some pounding down in your eyes, bro. I think the goosey pepper sauce went in your eyes, bro.
But anyway.
So who do you think Terence Crawford should fight next?
Sean Porter.
And you know what? I just phoned Sean Porter and his dad. Sean Porter's in church. His dad was driving on the motorway. So we'll most probably get him next week. Sean Porter's got his podcast as well. So yeah, maybe we're gonna have to do a.
This is what I'm trying to say. The fighters need to stay on their game. Fighters ain't supposed to be doing podcasts.
All of them.
This is what I'm trying to say. This is why Terence Crawford is running away with this thing, and Canelo is running around.
Focused on their craft.
They're focused on their craft. What are you doing podcasts for? But anyway. That would be a great fight. Terence Crawford v. Sean Porter. That would give us a better idea because, you know, Sean Crawford, he comes up short a little bit at times, but he always gives a great, great account of himself. And I would love to see that fight.
Sean Porter is that war of attrition. And also that is like, and next thing I want to touch on. Loads of people been phoning me, sending a message to the fighters right as well, saying that Kell Brook only took this fight for a payday. No, he never.
No, if you watch no,
fight,
no, no.
Kell Brook went in there to win. Kell Brook actually thought that he was going to win that fight.
Listen, because of how I am and how I train, I was watching the fight saying, Jesus, this is high-level chess, what was going on. Those first three rounds, because you see excellent. It, the concentration... For the first, and Kell absolutely went out there. He prepared well. He tried his best. Unfortunately, or fortunately for him, the best wasn't enough. And I feel that he can go home now with his $2 million. He's made a lot of money from the sport. We don't want his help. Like, you heard Terence Crawford say before the fight, bro, your eyes are already messed up. So that was a low blow before the fight. And I just feel that we don't want... Kell to get blind in there because even after the fight, I don't know if you saw it, Spence, but I see him start blinking and all them things there. So I've seen that before, and you know, I wish Kell all the great health. I did have to take the post off of my page because he tried to remix the thing about Dream. He tried to say, breathe it, believe it, become it. I said, nah, bro, because I posted, I was getting excited. I said, yeah, you know what, Kell? Because of that, you're getting all my energy. But then when I listened to the thing properly, I phoned Spencer up. Gary, I phoned Spencer up. Like, fam, the man said, breathe it. Nah, this is coming off my page. I took it off my page straight. But, bro, I keep telling my Deontay Wilder, Kell Brook, if you're going to say it, mate, say it properly. Dream it. Believe it. Become it.
Come on down.
Listen, it's been a good one.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who's tuned in. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Stamina for Sale YouTube channel. It's also available on the Stamina for Sale on iTunes. The show's also out on Radio Boom, and we're all over. The show's all over. keep on listening, keep on supporting, keep on subscribing, and remember to comment because we like to engage.
Interaction.
Right? The interaction is the counteraction for the multinational nation. You see me?
Come on. Yeah, I don't see.
So, you know what I mean? I got big up my brother from another mother in Gary Blake. I got big up Obatunde Ajayi, the master genius. I'm Spencer, the spirit Theron, aka the knowledge. Tunde, how's it go?
Dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on down. Thanks for listening to the Fight Is Right podcast, Terence Crawford, Kell Brook Breakdown. Thank you very much.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.